On today's show, Denso places a billion-dollar bet on electric cars, General Motors releases pictures for its fuel cell concept truck, and Mazda reveals more details on its 8cc engine. All that and more coming right up on AutoLine Daily. This is AutoLine Daily, the show dedicated to those who support the automotive industry. Well, it is the end of an era. Automakers are closing down all their assembly operations in Australia this month. Ford actually did it last year, Toyota did it last week, and General Motors does it next week. Automakers began manufacturing cars in Australia 90 years ago. Steep tariffs made it almost impossible to import cars, and that protected them. But a couple of decades ago, the Australian government started chipping away at those tariffs, and imports began to soar. Here's another issue. Australia is a country the size of the lower 48 United States, but only with the population of Illinois and Ohio combined, about 24 million people. It just does not have the scale necessary to support automotive manufacturing. GM and Ford will continue to design and engineer cars in Australia, but we here at AutoLine salute what was a vibrant part of the automotive industry for nearly a century. Last week, we told you about how General Motors showed reporters a number of electric concept cars, but did not provide nor would allow them to take any pictures of them. Well, now GM is releasing photos and details on the Cirrus, what they call the Silent Utility Rover Universal Superstructure. That is a mouthful, but it's also a scalable modular structure for a family of commercial and military vehicles. Powered by a fuel cell, it can provide plenty of electric power to run stationary equipment and even provide drinking water from its exhaust. It features four-wheel steering and a 400-mile range. The idea is to use a common chassis with different truck modules mounted on top of it, similar to the concept vehicle that GM showed in 2002. It was officially named the Autonomy, but everyone called it the Skateboard. U.S. car sales were surprisingly strong in September, and that trend could continue due to the damage caused by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. According to Cox Automotive, about 600,000 vehicles will get scrapped, and by November, around 400,000 of them will get replaced. So that means car sales could be stronger than expected over the next couple of months. Coming up next, a company in Seattle proposes a time path to devote highways exclusively to autonomous cars.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
It's not unusual to hear automakers announce that they're going to spend billions developing electric cars, but it is unusual to hear of supplier companies spending that kind of money. Japanese supplier Denso just announced it's going to invest $1 billion at its factory in Maryville, Tennessee, which will make it its primary manufacturing center in North America. The investment should create 1,000 new jobs and will go towards the production of safety, connectivity, and electrification products for hybrid and electric vehicles. And that is a huge vote of confidence that the market for electric cars is going to be a big one. As we approach the day when autonomous cars become commonplace on highways, a group in Seattle is proposing a pathway to get there. The Madrona Venture Group proposes that Interstate 5 between Seattle and Vancouver should immediately allow autonomous cars to use the HOV lanes. By 2025, it wants a dedicated lane for autonomous vehicles going in each direction. By 2030, it wants only one lane for non-autonomous cars, with the rest for AVs. And by 2040, it wants the freeway dedicated to autonomous cars only during peak travel times. Who knows if this plan's actually going to be adopted, but it shows the kind of roadmap to autonomy that we're probably going to start hearing a lot more about. Coming up next, we've got details on how Mazda developed a breakthrough with the internal combustion engine.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Back in August, Mazda revealed it developed a breakthrough with HCCI technology. But instead of being a pure HCCI engine, Mazda equipped it with what it calls spark-controlled compression ignition. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Robert Davis from Mazda North America, and he explained how that spark works within the engine.
Yeah, Mike, it sparks every time, and it basically sparks to make sure that it's got the exact environment that the car needs to be efficient. HCCI normally, without a spark, has a very narrow kind of usefulness window in real-world driving dynamics. So it does, it sparks. The other interesting thing about it is the spark profile and the injection profile literally can change between every cylinder. So figuratively, based on the driving environment, the spark profile, the injection profile, and the relevant or compression ratio can be different in number one as it is in number four as the conditions change. That's how fast the computer can keep up.
So does that mean that you might not run on all cylinders at certain points?
No, Todd. Okay. As it changes, it would change the profile as it would need to change.
Okay.
For more about SkyActiv X technology and Mazda in general, you can watch that entire show right now on our website, autoline.tv, or find it on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.